Welcome to the HomeKit 5 podcast. We talk every week about the latest news in the Apple ecosystem for smart homes. I'm your host, Josh Owens, along with my co-host, Braden Owens. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to HomeKit 5. I'm Josh.
I'm Braden.
And this week we're going to talk about Akara, Maris, Eve, ZemiSmart, Eve, and Akara.
Yeah.
Good lineup. Before we dive into the show, though, I do want to say we've had a little trouble syncing up our schedules, so we've kind of been a little bit sporadic. We also had trouble exporting the YouTube version last time. We're struggling with, what's that app we use?
Anchor.
No, LumaFusion.
Oh, LumaFusion.
We seem to be having trouble exporting the finished video from there, so I don't know. We might try Final Cut at some point soon. I also think there's just going to be like a dearth of like news and activity coming out towards the end of the year. So we're going to take some time off and, maybe try to get some of our other videos caught up. And then, you know, we'll resume the podcast, CES 2022 starts January 5th, ends the 8th. We'll record on the 9th, and then we'll release our first show of 2022 on the 11th. Yeah. So be on the lookout for that. I'm super excited for what we're going to see in CES for sure. But for now, let's dive into the Akara news.
All right. So Akara, the G3 hub, it has officially released in the US, Canada, and France. So the G3 hub, it is a camera. It has Zigbee 3.0. It is 2K. It is a pan and tilt camera. It has a facial and gesture recognition. It has 360 degree coverage, 110 degree wide angle lens. Yes. And it also has infrared night vision.
Yeah. It's a 2K pan and tilt camera, too. I don't know. We probably talked about this one a lot. I mean, they had that, like, Mars rover special edition.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. If you don't have one, like, I was impressed with the G2H, so I would I would assume the G3 is going to be a stellar option. Honestly, maybe we'll pick one of these up and put this where the G2H was.
Yeah.
And take the G2H down. Yeah. All right. Maris has launched an underfloor heating thermostat. This is directed at the European market. So if you do have underfloor heating, then you can swap out the thermostat and use this Maris Smart thermostat. It almost reminds me of the like white on white. It's like a square version of the white on white Nest thermostat. It's got like a little electronic interface and kind of looks like an LED, like interface, like old school LED interface.
Oh, a 7-segment display.
Is that what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I never knew the name of that. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. It's currently sold out. So sorry if you're looking for it. They have a price right now of $59.99 and the regular price is $79.99. So if you're in the market for a thermostat, that is definitely an option. If you are in the US though and you're looking for something, don't forget we have the MISA,
yeah.
Yeah, so that's also an option if that's the kind of heating you have.
Yep. All right. Eve, WaterGuard, there have been some FCC filings with thread support that have showed up. So I don't know how much we've talked about this, but the WaterGuard, it's basically just a little device that plugs into the wall, and then it has a cable that plugs into it, and then that detects if there is a water leak or not.
Yeah. I like this one because it does have the built-in siren to it, like on the device itself, which is kind of nice. I'm not sure every water like leak sensor necessarily has a guard on it or a siren on
siren,
it.
Siren, yeah.
guard. It's interesting because I think, like, I don't think there's going to be anything left that Eve manufactures that's not going to have thread in it soon.
Right.
So, yeah. I dig it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, ZemiSmart has come out with a new lamp. You know what? This says Zigbee in the article, but aren't they Z-Wave? Wasn't that the big thing? No, it says Zigbee. Okay. Yeah. So ZemiSmart has come out with a new lamp, and it comes in multiple colors. It's the, macaron lamp. Oh, I get it. It's like a play on the, now that I'm saying it out loud, it didn't connect for me, but it kind of, I guess it kind of looks like a little cookie sandwich or something. But yeah, no, it's kind of fun. I like it. It's a 750 lumens lamp. It is doing full 16 million color options. And the power consumption is coming in at about 9 watts. So it says it's designed to work in any region with an input voltage of 100 to 240 volts. So I'm assuming maybe they have like different cables that you can attach to plug in to the various regions. But this one's interesting because it's coming in my opinion, at a pretty cheap price at $26.44 plus shipping. So that's kind of crazy. You know, when you compare it to something like Philips Hue.
Yeah.
Like, this is a very affordable option. And it's kind of fun. I could see this being like a nice bedside lamp with the color options that they have, like a pink and a blue and a green and a yellow and a black and a white. So pretty cool.
Definitely good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Eve again. Eve released a new version of their room sensor. And that includes thread. So it is basically the exact same as the Eve Room V2. It just adds thread support. So it keeps that outward look with the e-ink display and all that good stuff. So, yeah. It sticks to the same price in Europe at 99 euros. So, yeah. Not much else there.
Yeah, this one's, I think it's interesting because it's got the VOC sensor built in, right? Temperature, humidity, VOC. I think the only thing that would have been nice is just like a Lux light level sensor or something, you know? I mean, if you're selling it as like a thing that can kind of give you intelligence on the room, that would have been nice. All right, last up is Akara, the G3, which is out now in the US and all those other places we talked about earlier. They are coming out with color versions of the G3 camera. So in addition to white, they're also going to have orange, yellow, and blue. It is unclear, though, if that's going to be something that they actually release or not. These pictures came out of a booth at Design Week in China. So it's not clear, again, if they're going to release this wide or not. I also found it interesting they had like a color range on the door sensors. I don't think I'd want, they have the orange and the white and the yellow. I don't think I'd want like a color door sensor. I want it to blend in, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, these colors also have spilled onto the Akara nightlights and the Cube T1 Pro.
Yeah, but the nightlight is not something you can add to the Akara app or to HomeKit.
Oh.
Yeah. The Cube, I think, does have compatibility now, so yeah. That one's kind of interesting. I could see, like, I could definitely see buying like a fun color version of the Cube.
Of the Cube, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that might be one of the two things that you would buy here.
Yeah. I don't I don't particularly love the color options though. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's interesting. We're getting like these earthy tone kind of colors from other companies, but these are like stark, bright primary colors almost in the red and the yellow. And I guess it's not red, is it?
It's orange.
Yeah, orange. It's just coming in red in this picture.
Yeah.
I do like that shade of orange. Anyway. That is all we had for the show this week. Just want to say thank you so much for tuning in and joining us for this journey. We did have a little bit of problem with the Anchor podcast upload. We seem to have fixed that, so you probably like got two episodes all at once.
Yep.
But we seem to have that resolved now. So thanks for joining us on this journey, and we will see you in January.